This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And this week on Senior Moments, we're happy to welcome back to the show Heather Stanton, who is the chair of the Commission on Aging. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have joining us today Joe Cherry, who is the Assistant Public Guardian for Napa, and we're going to find out what that means. Joe, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here, both of you.
Thank you.
Let's jump right in. Let's define that. That's a good place to begin. What is a public guardian, and you're the assistant public guardian? Is there someone else? Tell us about that.
So the public guardian program is developed in each county. The public guardian is the court-appointed conservator for individuals that lack capacity to make their own decisions. So in every county, there is a public guardian's office. Our actual Board of Supervisors appointed public guardian is our director, Jennifer Yasumoto, and then she actually allows our office to make the decisions on our clients on a day-to-day basis. So it is a court proceeding in which individuals are deemed to be unable to make their decisions and need some support. We are that last safety net for those individuals.
Mm-hmm. How many people are we talking about?
In Napa County, the Public Guardian's Office manages the care and helps make decisions for about 64 individuals.
Mm. And this is a function of the Adult Protective Services Division?
This is a function out of Napa County Health and Human Services. Mm-hmm. Adult Protective Services is another program within Health and Human Services.
Got it. Very good. Heather Stanton, as people get older and may lose some faculties and so on, have all kinds of issues, they can become vulnerable. You're working in this area quite a bit. Let's talk about that vulnerability.
Yeah, I think it's a growing issue. People have been talking for a long time about the senior tsunami that was coming with the baby boomers, and that arrived several years ago. In Napa County, we're looking at folks that are 65 and older, being about 18% of the population. And of that population, 8% live at poverty or below. And that's something I don't think most of us comprehend or realize in our community. And it's probably something that's changed fairly dramatically over the last 20 years. So we have a portion of the population that either can't qualify for assistant or can qualify, but there is none. So it's a double-edged sword. Those folks that need to be in a care facility can't find beds. We've lost 20% of those beds in the last 4 years. It's difficult to encourage businesses to build those kinds of facilities because obviously it's a difficult service to deliver. In many cases, the ones that exist do not want to accept people that are on Medi-Cal, which is where a lot of our folks are finding themselves if they're at the poverty level or below. Currently, we have about 100 Napa residents that we have sent out of county for care. They're living in care facilities other than in Napa. As chair of the Commission on Aging, one of our main goals is to find opportunities for the Board of Supervisors to support and encourage aging in place. That's a concept where whatever your abode is, whether it's your home or your car or a care facility, we need to develop the kind of support system around that so you aren't sent out of town or you aren't homeless if you don't want to be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very complex problem.
What's different about facilities out of town versus facilities here? Is their cost of operation lower?
I would imagine the cost of operation is lower, but the beds aren't available here. A lot of people are aware of the building that's gone on at the Meadows, some other facilities. Those aren't things that the people we're talking about can afford. There are limitations that Medi-Cal and Medicare impose in terms of skilled nursing facilities, in terms of how long you can stay there. There are other, I mean, I know at the Meadows, there are some folks that have been in that skilled nursing facility for 6 or 7 years because they have the funds to pay for it. Those folks that need that kind of service and don't have the money are either sent out of county or God knows where they are. And the 100 I'm talking about are those that are managed through the support system that Joe works for. We have no way of identifying how many people are looking for beds that are set someplace else by their families that are not within the support system of HHS. So that 100 is probably double if we could get a hold of those numbers.
Wow. It's a disturbing picture. To backtrack just for a second, did you say that 8% of the total population would then be 65 or older and at the poverty level or below? Your local
total population in the counties, 18% mm-hmm. is 65 and older. Mm-hmm. 8% of that 16% live below the poverty level.
Okay, all right. Let's talk for a second, Joe, about how Adult Protective Services gets involved. Where does a case for you typically start?
So throughout Napa County, there's multiple people that are identified as mandated reporters. Those are our first responders, law enforcement, as well as banks. So they make reports to Adult Protective Services. We have a social worker that mans the intake line from 8 to 5, and then we also have after hours and weekend coverage to take those reports. We rely a lot on the community as well as the mandated reporters to, if they see something, to make a report for our social workers to go out and do those investigations and try to provide the support to individuals throughout the community. So a lot of it is generated from the community, generated from concerned citizens, and it's not just where Adult Protective Services goes out and tries to see if there is abuse going on. They're actually going out to assess the needs of the individual, try to get them the supportive services that they need. The focus of Adult Protective Services is to keep people safely in their homes for as long as possible. And a lot of that is coordinating those supportive services, coordinating with other nonprofits, trying to get the supports in the home to keep those people safe.
Mm-hmm. Do people that Adult Protective Services call on typically live alone, or are they typically living with other people?
So as our population is aging, we're seeing a lot of individuals that are living alone, either childless, widows, people that are isolated. We have a very rural areas in Napa that people are isolated in. So there are a lot of folks that don't have the just basic supports of family to manage the day-to-day issues that they have. There's documentation through a lot of data that's come through that by 2030, the population of folks 65 and older is going to double in the state of California. Of that population, there's estimated about 1 million people in California that will need some sort of support or care in the home. And a lot of those folks can't afford that care. Like Heather was talking about, the Medi-Cal population can be referred to in-home supportive services and get some of that support in the home. And then there's the population that can afford to pay for private care in the home, but there's this middle population that can't do either. They can't afford it, and they don't qualify for Medi-Cal, so they kind of are just trying to make do with what they have.
Mm. And we're talking about people who may not have safe living conditions, may not have enough to eat.
Yes.
May not be able to pay utility bills.
We have a lot of individuals that are making decisions on a month-to-month basis whether they eat or they pay for prescriptions.
Right.
And that's a sad situation for many of our individuals that we see.
Mm-hmm. Heather, how can there not be enough money to help people who are in this condition? We're the richest society in the world.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think the biggest issue, and you see this nationally, not only locally, as I mentioned, you know, everybody was aware of this tsunami coming and talked and talked and talked and they're still talking. We have seen no increase in resources, and in fact, we've seen a decrease in federal funding for these programs. We've seen no increase in state funding for these programs. So it's like, you know, we're waiting for the bridge to fall down and then we'll rebuild it. And that's basically where we are right now. There needs to be an awakening, not just in Napa County, but everywhere. Because obviously most of the government rely on both state and federal funding to assist with this type of assistance. And those funds just aren't there. So there needs to be a real push to make people realize that we have this burgeoning population, that there is there's no place to go and there's nothing to do for them. Mm-hmm. It is at a very, very critical stage. It's at a tipping point right now. And if we don't do something quickly, it's kind of like climate change. It'll be a point where you can't move forward. There are opportunities, I think, in just educating people. The commission has been working with the general plan, City of Napa's General Plan Advisory Council, and we're going to be holding a focus group to help them understand how critical this issue is. And it's hard for cities, but they don't deal with human, you know, funds, human resources. But many of the decisions they make and policy statements they make do, in fact, impact the level of resources available. Case in point, our care homes. There needs to be a recognition on the part of municipalities that you must do something in not only your land use policy, but in your zoning to encourage and incentivize the development of these units. What we're finding with the lack of beds is a blossoming of unlicensed residential care facilities. And this is something that years ago, I think the county thought it really had a handle on because it was able to, you know, provide enough licensed facilities to take care of it. Well, the marketplace is such that we have people that need some place to live. They need care. They need it on a 24-hour basis. So you have people out there that are answering that need by converting their home into a 3-bed, 4-bed, whatever, but without getting licenses. So what that means is that there's no oversight in terms of operation. So there's another area where government can take a look at what's happening and react to it. Maybe there needs to be a different level of licensing, because if we can't build enough licensed facilities, then we do need these facilities. Let's figure out a way to license them under a different requirements and so that they do actually qualify for a license, and therefore we're guaranteed that somebody will have some oversight. So there's all kinds of things we could be doing in addition to trying to get more money. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the focus on keeping people in their homes, and yet the isolation that you talk about and the tendency, you know, for old people in some cases to not even realize that they're neglecting themselves to a certain degree. It almost seems that they would be better off in more collective environments, more group environments. I'm sure that's a conversation.
That is a conversation. And the isolation issue comes up a lot. So Adult Protective Services, the majority of the referrals that they get are self-neglect, individuals not able to care for themselves. The factor that comes up a lot is then if they are to move from the home, can they afford to move from the home? The licensed residential cares here in Napa County range anywhere from $2,500 to $6,000, $7,000 a month. If people are just struggling to get by at $1,700 a month from Social Security or from a pension, they can't afford to make that decision to move out of their home, the one place that they feel comfortable usually. So our focus is on providing more services in the home to try to bolster up the supports that they need, that they can receive, so that they are not feeling isolated. like I said, we work a lot with our nonprofits. We work a lot with our faith-based community to try to get those individuals in the homes of our seniors and our older population to get those supports that they need.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a program that the county and city started a couple years ago. I believe it's called Home Sharing.
Yes.
And both the city of Napa and the county have funded this. And what it is to try to encourage those folks living on their own who may or may not have financial problems, but certainly would benefit from somebody in the home to offer up rental of a bedroom to someone perhaps who can't afford what bedrooms are costing in Napa right now, which is close to $2,000 in somebody's home. So it's a matching of needs that meets not only financial needs, but maybe emotional and health needs. Mm-hmm. That's a program that we need to probably, you know, get more people to acknowledge and participate in. So there are ways, again, of addressing this, but you do get back to the basis of your question. I mean, people have the right to decide where they will live until they lose the capacity to make that decision. And that's what Joe faces every day. That's not always an easy call, and it's complicated, as all things are.
Well, we've shed a little light on it, and hope that it helps the cause. How can people get in touch with your office if they discover they have a concern? You mentioned, and sidestep that for a second, you mentioned even banks have a reporting responsibility?
Yeah, so our financial institutions were made mandated reporters, I want to say 5 years ago, because of the financial abuse that was going on at the time. Mm-hmm. Financial abuse continues to grow. Napa is on multiple lists as far as scams and issues, and a lot of those scams target our isolated seniors. If an individual feels like they don't get to talk to anybody and then somebody calls, they start to build that relationship, and before you know it, that money is being sent to all different kinds of countries.
Right. So how can, let's say I'm not a mandatory reporter, but I'm concerned about my neighbor or someone I met in the neighborhood, how do we get in touch?
So the APS, Adult Protective Services number in Napa County is 707-253-4398. The main office number for Comprehensive Services for Older Adults, which is our division within Health and Human Services, is 707-253-3818. Like I said, with the APS hotline number, there's somebody that answers that phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So anytime somebody's concerned, we have somebody that can work with the individual that's concerned, make a report, and get a social worker out to do an investigation and try to get the resources needed for those individuals.
And how could somebody listening find out more about the Commission on Aging and the work you're doing?
Sure. They can go to the county website and pull up the County Commission on Aging, and there's a pretty well-explained process there for the mission. We actually have some openings on the commission right now. You can go on the county website, and you can fill in that application online or print it and fill it in at home and mail it back to the county. We meet on the fourth Monday of each month, normally in the Board of Supervisors chamber. I would encourage anybody that, you know, has an issue or is concerned about something that is happening or not happening to attend those meetings or at 2 o'clock and come talk to us, because that's the role of the commission. It's to advise the Board of Supervisors on issues related to older adults.
Heather Stanton, chairing that Commission on Aging, and Joe Cherry, the Assistant Public Guardian and with Adult Protective Services. Thanks to you both for being here for Senior Moments today.
Thank you.
Brought to you in part by Calabria Care.
Experience matters. Calabria Hospice has been trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Calabria Hospice.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.